Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. Back in, 2015, I published a little chapbook called Dear Blank. Not the word blank, but a blank, you know, dear underline, comma, like a letter. Poem letters to friends and enemies. Dear Blank, poem letters to friends and enemies. Every poem in the book was written like a letter. And once I got the theme, I got into that. I don't often do such themes for a book, but that's the story. So it has ones like dear technology, dear thanks, dear silence, dear violent extremists, dear tree beings, dear the invisible people. And the one I'm going to highlight today is dear rant, because that's something that is used as a therapeutic expression of creative arts. And to make points, and to avoid going cray-cray in today's world. So, dear rant, you really piss me off in a good way. You're like dear diary's volatile younger sibling, always getting into trouble, then talking your way out of it. You're a form of healthy venting and wise use of anger, which remind me of how anger gets a bad name, especially with some of those new agey, smooth-talking, motivational speaker, smiley, yet so self-controlled, control-freaky, so nice I could puke, way too cool baggy pants, but tight-assed, way too tight yoga pants, tough on the outside, but fragile as a butterfly on the inside, probably damaged from childhood, who wasn't people? And it's annoying how they're always objecting if someone raises a voice, doesn't kiss their ass, doesn't sprinkle rose petals at their feet, and doesn't peel their proverbial grapes like Bob Dylan sings, "It ain't me, babe." Rant. You could go on. And you do. Rant. Drop me a line. Tell me how you do it. Please, rant. Don't let me down. I've got no one else to turn to. And that's how it feels when starting to write a rant, which is how I feel this morning when looking at the news, hence the rant poem. And hence, I'm going to rant now about how insanely stupid much of America is. And now you don't have, this is not conspiracy theory. This is simple information that if you spend a half an hour or even 10 minutes doing online stuff, you can figure this shit out. Okay. So, the U.S. wants to, at this point, wants to. It sounds like Congress is going to go okay at like $10 to $12 billion to Ukraine to help out. But wait a second. Didn't Joe Biden say build back better? Wait, wasn't build back better in the U.S.? And isn't the infrastructure, I just read an article about the infrastructure falling apart and people are hurting from the economy. But no, who cares? Help Ukraine. Now that's point one. Then point two is, here is a photo posted on Twitter, a shipment of NLAW grenade launchers and instructions from NATO countries arrived in Kharkiv. The Azov regiment was the first to learn about new weaponry. AZOV are the neo-Nazis in Ukraine. So here is NATO openly arming neo-Nazis. This is nothing new. This is what happened in Syria and Libya with far-right militants. It's just we went from the global war on terror to the great power competition. And this is just not arguable. Like, really, don't argue with me. Don't argue, because it's not arguable, but I don't want to argue even if it was arguable. But my point is the idiocy that people are like supporting, and the people are supporting this with their their gung-ho about stand with Ukraine. Yes, stand with the people. The humanitarian aid for people suffering is tragic, but in the mix with those people are professed and explicit, they wear like the insignia to show it, they have neo-Nazi ideology. Meanwhile, the price of gas goes up, the price of everything pretty much will go up, and who's going to pay for that? Americans will pay we're scraping by, we'll pay. But meanwhile, there goes billions and billions of dollars. So there is money. The money is out there. It's just where does it get spent is the thing. And why does it get spent? And why even is it somebody's business? What goes on in another country? But that's a whole geopolitical thing, which, you know, you can read books about that. So, and to add a snippet of fact, since rant can get over-emotional, so a snippet of fact, which of course some people will dispute, but that's the way it is. This is, again, I've mentioned Eva Bartlett, who I've been following her journalism for many years. She actually goes to places and reports on them, unlike the, I think the new phrase is armchair journalism, where people literally spew out the information feeds they get and never do a bit of research or anything really. So here's Bartlett responding to somebody, another virtue signaler who denounces Russia and omits context. 8 years of Ukraine bombing Donbass. 8 years of neo-Nazis torturing and killing Ukrainians. 8 years of Russia pursuing diplomatic approach while Kiev violated Minsk agreements relentlessly. Disgusting. So whether you agree or disagree with the attack in Ukraine, in the Donbass region, besides that point, you have to look beyond that point to look at what the media is doing and what governments and NATO are doing in promoting anti-Russia hysteria, when as that just shows you what's been going on for 8 years. And a PS note, Facebook, who has come out against hate speech and misinformation, is now allowing the promoting of violence if it is specified in certain ways. Here's a headline. Facebook allows praise of neo-Nazi Ukrainian battalion if it fights Russian invasion. The reversal raises questions about Facebook's blacklist-based content moderation, which critics say lacks nuance and context. And now, here's the insanity. This is like, maybe next week I'm going to do a book that I published a while ago about the McCarthy era, which I never thought would happen again. And this is happening on steroids. The social media, this is another article from CNN Business, and which I don't trust CNN, but at least they give some facts. The social media company is Facebook is also temporarily allowing some posts that call for death to Russian President Vladimir Putin or Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko in countries including Russia, Ukraine, and Poland, according to internal emails to its content moderators. And here's a quote from a Meta spokesperson. As a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, we have temporarily made allowances for forms of political expression that would normally violate our rules, like violent speech, such as, quote, death to the Russian invaders, end quote. We still won't allow credible calls for violence against Russian civilians. The calls for the leaders' deaths will be allowed unless they contain other targets or have two indicators of credibility, such as the location or method, one email said. That is just effing insane. That is condoning and promoting of violence and allowing of death threats. There's no way that would be allowed if it wasn't under this McCarthyism steroids 2.0. Temporary policy changes on calls for violence to Russian soldiers apply to Armenia, Azerbaijan, Estonia, Georgia, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Romania, Russia, Slovakia, and Ukraine, according to one email. And this is being promoted. This is being accepted and promoted by many people. So heads up, people. And part two of this rant showing you how, if you think there's a democracy and you think your government is working for you, you're foolish. Okay, here's from a website, Liberty Council. The Biden administration paid nearly the entire corporate media, including so-called conservative media outlets, with taxpayer dollars to engage in a massive campaign to push only positive coverage about COVID shots, while censoring any negative information without disclosing it to their audiences. This is a serious breach of journalistic ethics. So there you have it. Mussolini, who is a fascist, he should know that his definition of fascism is a government and corporation working together. There you have it. as plain as day, the Biden administration government paid the corporate media, corporate, there it is, with your tax, with our, your whoever taxpayer dollars, without us knowing about it. That is so, I mean, there it is. That's the scam. It's the biggest freaking scam. But it goes on, whether it's the military-industrial complex, whether it's health and human services, you name it. That is how the system works. Congress appropriated $1 billion, Secretary of Health, to spend on activities to, quote, strengthen vaccine confidence in the U.S. Then hundreds of news organizations were paid by the federal government to advertise advertisements. Like, what if they start advertising and promoting, you know, that chocolate chip cookies will do whatever, you know, will cure diseases. I mean, that people will go around buying chocolate chip cookies then, more than they already do. Advertised for the shots as a part of a comprehensive media campaign by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The goal of having trusted messengers and influencers speak to news organizations to provide factual, timely information and steps people can take. It's protective. So there you can argue that it's factual. Oh, but it's factual. But is it? But it's not. You cannot trust that's factual if they don't disclose it to their audiences. And then above, if you read carefully, it says to push only positive coverage. And that was revealed in a Freedom of Information Act request filed by Blaze Media. Media outlets including ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, CNN, Newsmax, MSNBC, New York Post, Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, BuzzFeed News, and hundreds of local newspapers and stations were collectively responsible for publishing countless articles and video segments promoting the shots as effective and safe. So there you have it. The whole shebang. The whole system. If you can think outside that box, that is where the rant begins to calm. When you think outside that box, but realize you are being played and you're paying. We are paying to play that system. And Bob Dylan, how long must he wait for a simple twist of fate tangled up in blue? So have a good one. Stay well. Thank you.